Hey everyone, this is your health bestie Barbara. In the last episode, we shared how heart rate variability, or HRV, shows us the beat-to-beat changes that reflect how well your body handles stress and recovery. This can be helpful when managing your overall stress. It can also be helpful and improving your workout. In this episode, we will discuss ways to track your heart rate variability, your HRV. Just a quick reminder, new episodes drop every Monday at 5 a.m. Central Standard Time in your favorite podcasting app. Episodes are brief, typically around 10 minutes. That way you can listen to it on a short drive to work or to the grocery store or right before a workout so you can get some great tips. One of the best ways to support your health and fitness is by understanding heart rate variability. I know that for me, it's been a game changer. I've really been able to push myself in ways that I didn't think possible simply by watching my heart rate. Tracking HRV can give you real insight into how your body is handling stress, exercise, and recovery. The good news is, it's easier than ever to measure and apply in your daily life. Heart rate variability is more than just a number. It's a window into your nervous system. According to the Hospital for Special Surgery, HRV helps measure how resilient your body is when facing stress and how well you recover after workouts. For adults, this can be especially useful. Whether you're balancing a career, family, or training goals, HRV can help you avoid pushing too hard or too little. And this can be important if you want to be able to work out every day or to just maintain balance in your overall life while staying fit. The most reliable way to track HRV is with a wearable device such as a Whoop band or ring, Apple Watch, or Garmin chest strap. Harvard Health points out that chest straps often provide the most accurate data, especially if you want precise measurements for training. For most people, wearables are an accessible place to start. The key is to look at trends over time, not just one-off readings. If your HRV dips for a few days, it may mean you need more sleep, hydration, or recovery, or perhaps something within your diet needs to be improved. Or you may just need more consistency within your habits. Alongside HRV, logging your sleep, workouts, and nutrition can reveal helpful patterns. Over time, you'll see which habits boost resilience and which ones drain it. And this helps you fine-tune your fitness journey with confidence. Once you've started tracking your HRV and paying attention to those daily trends, the next step is making the right adjustments. This is where optimizing the basics really matters because no amount of data will help if your foundation isn't solid. Optimizing your workout routine in conjunction with your sleep is the backbone of improving HRV and overall fitness. The Elite HRV blog emphasizes that even small lifestyle changes, when done consistently, can significantly improve resilience and long-term recovery. It's not just about how many workouts you complete, it's about how well your body adapts. One website, RunDNA, points out that HRV can be used to decide when to push harder and when to step back. If your HRV is low, a lighter session or mobility work may be smarter than high-intensity training. Sleep is equally important. Quality rest allows the body to reset, recharge, and build higher HRV scores over time. These simple habits, like going to bed at the same time or within the same window of time, a 30-minute window, reducing screens before bed or creating a calming routine such as writing, reading, music, and other activities that help relax you, can help you maximize recovery without adding extra effort to your day. In addition to this, practices like breathwork, meditation, and journaling help calm the nervous system. They reduce stress, and this helps to lower HRV. Even 5 minutes of mindful breathing can restore balance. When the basics are optimized, your HRV becomes not just a number, but a reflection of lasting health and energy. Once your workout routine, sleep, and your wind down before bed are in alignment, the next key is balance. It's not just about doing more, it's about giving your body the right amount of stress each day. And HRV is a practical tool to help. Finding the right training load is where many people either thrive or they burn out. The Run DNA blog explains that HRV is a powerful marker for gauging whether you're applying the right amount of stress. When HRV dips after a tough session, it's a sign your body is still working to recover. If that dip lingers for several days, it may be a red flag that you're pushing beyond your adaptive zone. On the other hand, steady or improving HRV trends suggest your body is responding well and building resilience. Higher intensity endurance and resistance training can actually increase HRV over time. But this is when you've balanced other activities with adequate recovery. So, for example, if you're juggling work, kids, and a fitness program, this might mean alternating between hard days with active recovery, such as cycling, swimming, yoga, running, those types of activities. The principle is simple. Challenge the body, but don't overwhelm it. Too little stress and you won't adapt. Too much and recovery stalls. At the same time, if you feel as if you're not able to push yourself hard enough, I wouldn't just give up there. Any exercise is better than none at all. Just being able to keep that heart rate going does help in the long run. By using HRV as a guide, you can tailor your daily load, and this ensures that each session nudges your body toward growth without tipping you into exhaustion. And that's how you turn stress into strength. After you've learned to balance stress and recovery, the next step is growth. This is where you push yourself outside of your comfort zone. To keep building resilience and improving HRV, the body needs to be challenged because your heart will adapt. Just enough to create that adaptation without tipping into burnout. And this is where using your heart rate zones can help. And then in the morning when you wake up, you look at your wearable app to see how you've recovered. Your HRV will let you know how that recovery went after your workout. HRV doesn't improve overnight. It reflects consistent choices over weeks and months. That means adding small, sustainable challenges to your routine that the body is able to adjust to. If you normally jog 1 mile 3 times a week, then you can gradually increase to 1.5 miles or adding a sprint into that run as well. And if strength training is part of your plan, a simple adjustment like increasing your weights by 5% every few weeks or adding one more set can create the right stimulus. These incremental steps push your body just beyond familiar limits without overwhelming recovery. The key here is progression, not jumping too far ahead, overreaching with a sudden surge in intensity or volume. This can lower your HRV and signal a stress overload. Steady, thoughtful increases usually bring HRV back stronger, showing your nervous system has adapted. Before I learned how to track my HRV and also use the heart rate zones that you'll find when you use your wearable app, I didn't know how much to push myself. Some days I would push myself too hard, and then the rest of the week I couldn't work out at all. And this is where the HRV tracking becomes powerful, because it not only monitors, but it also helps guide your next steps. You'll know if the foods you're eating, if your sleep schedule, your recovery and downtime is helping you to adapt. It's a feedback loop. And what I like is that it keeps you from guessing. So instead of using a generic plan that you've found online, you can tailor your health and fitness, track your progress, and adapt as you need to. So it helps you to make smarter, more effective progress. And everyone, including myself, wants to work smarter, not harder. At the end of the day, heart rate variability isn't about numbers on the screen. It's about listening to your body and responding in a way that builds strength, resilience, and balance. The tools and science are there. It's the consistency that makes a difference. Aim to take control of your health with HRV as a guide, and this will help you adapt. So here's some key points and a takeaway that you can try this week. Track your HRV daily by wearing your wearable. Optimize your recovery by having a consistent sleep schedule, a wind down schedule as well. Track your nutrition. Last week we discussed foods that can help increase your HRV. And then just balance. You'll know over time how much to challenge yourself. Try a routine for 3 to 4 weeks, and if your HRV improves, then continue it. If not, then simply adjust. So before bed, pick a recovery habit that you want. Perhaps breath work, perhaps journal about your day, or what you would like to dream about. Keep a consistent bedtime. And at the week's end, review your HRV. See how you feel, and this will help you create a personal feedback loop. Thank you so much for listening today. If you found value in this episode, I'd love for you to share it with someone in your life who could benefit from it. And if you haven't already, please leave a review. If it helps you, then it can also help others. And this will help us grow our community of people committed to living healthier lives. Remember, every day can be a healthy day.